The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. It is so great to be connecting with all of you today. We've got a great show for you, something that I'm quite passionate about. But for many of you out there, I just want to say that we are going to be introducing several things to you over the next couple of weeks. First of all, we're going to be talking with you about our brand new women's television channel that's coming up. And so that's going to be awesome. We're going to be kicking that off at the Northwest Women's Show in the Pacific Northwest, one of the largest women's shows that we have around here. Anywhere from 30,000 to 40,000 women go through those doors over the weekend. And so we're very excited to be part of the Win Online, and that's exciting for all of us. It's something that I certainly didn't plan as usual for me. Things show up, and my job is to say yes. The other thing is we have all new websites coming your way. Very excited about the sites for Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show and the many things we're doing with those. And finally, we will be doing the Holistic Makeover again later on this year, as well as our Call to Connection, Pay It Forward Angels. So it's an exciting year. It's a year for all of us to look at our lives in ways that we hadn't done before. You know, put whatever we're carrying from our past behind us, even if our past reflects an hour ago, and if it doesn't represent the true essence of who you really are, that beautiful, magnificent light, you want to put that behind you and look at your life in a whole new way, because the energy we create is the energy that we live. And so this is an exciting time for all of us. You know, today I am so thrilled to have Jennifer Gershberg joining me here today of JKG Writing and Consulting. And you know what? Here's the topic. Here's what we're talking about. The hovering mother. This is Jennifer. If any of us that have been out in the world and have been called to go to school, whether you're going back to school, whether you are applying for school for the first time, here's what many of us who grew up in a less than highly educated family and environment, we don't even know what we don't know. We don't even know what we don't know. And I have to tell you, as someone that went back to school as an adult, I clearly didn't know what I didn't know. And and one of the things that was so great about it for me, albeit I do not recommend this, is that my ignorance in the process, or shall I say, being naive in the process, really played to my benefit. Because for many people, the idea of approaching the notion of going back to school, or for young people that have parents who work, moms that you and dads that you rarely see, this is daunting. Now, when I went to school, I remember getting some help or direction or being pointed in a direction by some of my teachers. And you know, the world has changed. I don't know if teachers are still that active in making sure that kids understand the guidelines. But that's what my guest is going to talk about today. She helps teenage children and young adults apply to college and graduate school. She's an expert in essay writing, but also helps promote positive family dynamics during what many people find to be a highly stressful process. I will tell you that as an adult doing this on my own, it was one of the most stressful things I had ever done. And how to get through the maze of what's required. It truly is daunting. Jennifer, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. It's a great topic. And boy, I didn't even know somebody like you existed. And so I'm just like, where were you when I was trying to do this?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's a very overwhelming process for many. Even for kids whose parents are home and very actively involved, I think it's hard for a number of reasons for families to approach applying to college.
Well, I just want to give you set the stage for this and want to jump into this for a minute. But before I do that, I have to ask you, I mean, what got you all fired up about this? I wasn't kidding when I said I didn't even know somebody like this existed. And I always love to find out, you know, what the heck got you fired up? I mean, because I'm sure that you had a list of things that you could have done or been in life. And I'm just so curious.
Yeah, well, it was a slow process, I'd say. I've always loved reading and writing. I majored in English at Cornell. Writing was always, one of my favorite things to do. And I went to law school at GW right after I graduated from Cornell and worked in litigation for several years. I worked for two major law firms in Washington, D.C., and practiced litigation for years. And, you know, what I liked most in litigation was still the writing. And it was helping tell clients' stories in the most compelling way. What I didn't like about litigation was the adversarial context. It was, you know, adults arguing over details in these cases, and it wasn't as much within my personality. But I really loved the writing, and I loved the client relationships that I developed. So then I had young kids. I have three young kids at home, and I decided to leave the law and start my own writing consulting business. So that was years ago. I've really never looked back. I've remained active in the two state bars, of which I'm a member, but I really focus now on what I love to do. It's writing and it's working with clients, still those aspects, and helping them tell their stories. But it's all positive and constructive, and everyone ends up happy in the end. So it's sort of the best of all worlds, I think, for me.
Well, it sounds like it's best of all worlds. I want to ask you a question about the state of the state. Let's just say the state of things for the moment. Some folks believe that it is more competitive now than ever to get into colleges. Others say that there are more opportunities, but the one thing everyone agrees about is that there are very few people that know how to go about it, that know really what's required. And I wanted to ask you, would you, before we go to break, give us, from your opinion, since you started this, what has changed? What have you seen change in the world?
That's a great question. There are changes all the time. The Common Application, which we can talk about, changes from time to time. Mm-hmm. The format of the SATs, there was just an announcement this past week that will be changing in 2016. So there are sort of always changes to keep on top of. But in terms of the fundamentals, what you need to keep in mind as you apply, from my perspective, those are pretty consistent.
All right. Well, one of the things that we're going to talk about when we come back is this process, this idea You know, what can we learn? And what does the hovering mother really mean? So for those of you out there that are listening, we're so thrilled to be having this conversation. You're probably going to want to take a few notes if you're driving or if you're listening about this call a little bit later. Then, you know, this is something that we're providing for you, for all of you out there, to just know that there is help that you can get. Daunting as it may be, there is help on the way. We're going to take a short break, everyone. Joining me here today, Jennifer Gershberg, joining me here today, founder of JKG Writing and Consulting, helps teenage children, young adults apply to college and graduate school. What does that even mean? You know, when we come back, we're going to find out exactly what she does, her company does, and we're going to talk about, you know, how this helps the parents, how this helps the children have their dream realized. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. We've got a great show for you today. It is an important conversation. And, you know, I am really thrilled to be able to talk to somebody that knows what the heck is going on. In the world we live in, you think that there are tools, you think that there are resources, and you think about, you know, how do we get through the maze of stuff? Now, here's what I know about applying to school, college and graduate schools. Here's what I know. Even with all of my work experience, it was daunting. And by the skin of my teeth, by some cosmic alignment, I happened to do something right on the right day in the right school. But please do not make your education a crapshoot. You do not want to do that. I didn't know what I didn't know, and I was very fortunate that I was able to get into the program I got into. But you don't have to do that anymore. Jennifer, thank you for joining me here today. I would love for you to talk a little bit about, and I really meant it, when I was applying to school, I didn't know what I didn't know. And I shared a bit of the story, a little bit about how I got accepted to Claremont. But this is not the way you want to go about this. You want to have good information and get some help. Give us an idea of what you all do, what your company does, and what you've been able to do to help people get some clarity about how to even approach this.
Sure. Well, I work with students who are applying to college and graduate schools on their applications, particularly with their essays. And I really take students through the whole process, beginning with topic selection and writing strategy. And then at the end, I proofread and suggest revisions as appropriate to help them develop their strongest possible essays. One of the important things I also do is to look at the entire application holistically to make sure we're packaging the student properly. This is very important. So, for example, when my clients and I talk about potential essay topics, we always begin by looking at every essay question the school asks so that we can make sure we're avoiding repetition in the essays but also conveying all of the information we want. And what I always tell students is the essay is often the only opportunity for students to show colleges who they are as people.
Right.
Which is so important. You know, so many students can look very much alike with GPAs and extracurriculars and SAT scores or ACT scores. There are so many variables that can really, that make it hard to distinguish yourself. And the essay is one thing that students have total control over, and it's really a great opportunity for them to showcase certain qualities about them that they want the schools to know. So that's what I help them with.
Well, you know, let's talk about this for a minute because you're absolutely right. You know, there is, you know, we're out in the world where we've heard so many things about applying to school, a lot of emphasis on GREs, SATs, on scores. But, you know, if you're somebody like me, right, you have found out that, yeah, maybe those are important. Maybe in some schools you have to be at the top of the top of the top. But I think that colleges are also looking right now for what's going to set somebody apart. And you don't necessarily find that in a GRE score, an SAT score, do you?
No. It would be very difficult to. I mean, certainly I think some schools have numbers cutoffs, or if they don't admit it, you know, they have something close. I think certain scores or grades are expected for certain colleges.
Yes.
Or preferred, certainly. But again, those alone do not tell the story of who someone is and what that person can contribute to a college community. And that's really where the essay comes in.
So, you know, in looking at this, and I've used this term several times now, I've referred to, the hovering mother.
Yeah.
I think we need to tell people what that is exactly.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, I think that often mothers, I shouldn't generalize, I mean, parents, but I think sometimes more often even mothers tend to project their own personalities or goals onto their children. They care so much. They love their kids so much. And they want their children to have every opportunity in the world. And the college application process is sort of a prime opportunity for them to do that. And, you know, this process can be a very fraught and emotional experience. And I think parents sometimes look at their children's college placement as somehow a reflection of themselves and their parenting and their skills in parenting. I think we also need to consider the tremendous cost of college. You know, the fact that people save for such a long time to be able to put their kids through college adds an extra layer of burden as well. And all of this can result in parents who are so invested, both emotionally and financially, that they have a hard time sort of maintaining objectivity throughout the process. So in light of all of those things, I often think the best thing parents can do is to seek an objective perspective. And ideally, that means hiring someone like me to work with their child. But if that isn't an option, I would recommend asking a trusted teacher or school counselor for his or her insights regarding, you know, the essay or general application process.
What do you think the greatest challenge is right now for students? What are you finding?
I think in terms of the essays, it's very difficult for students to evaluate what they've done objectively and figure out who they are and link who they are with an experience they've had to tell a story. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very challenging endeavor, and that is really where I come in. I always start meetings with students. I try to get to know as much about them as I can. And I always begin by asking what qualities they want to convey to the schools. And I'm usually met with, you know, surprise at that question because I don't think most people come at it that way. I think most people think about, you know, what they've done and maybe are tempted to sort of list their accomplishments, which is not the right way to go about an essay. I prefer to look at personal qualities that they would like to illustrate, and then we talk about what they've done and figure out how we can show those qualities anecdotally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much better essay result. Because they're telling a story and they're showing a quality in a compelling way. And I think that's difficult for students to do on their own.
It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, because it's difficult. Don't you think it's difficult for anybody to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember going through the process myself. And, you know, I think it gets harder as you get older because you're thinking, what? What do you mean qualities? You know, what kind of qualities? You know what
right.
I'm trying to say? It's impossible to do by yourself, I think.
It's hard, and it's hard to look at your universe of experiences and kind of dissect them in a way that will, you know, optimally show your qualities. It's a really tough thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting we're talking about this because, you know, when I applied, I happened to be in my graduate program before I applied to doctoral program. I happened to be with someone that was a doctoral student who helped me understand the importance of what I just experienced. And I would have never gotten that by myself.
That's
I
right.
mean, I would have never gotten the fact that somebody may be interested in an HR executive that refused to implement a downsizing program in a Fortune 100 company.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, you think nobody wants to talk to me. I mean, how dare you go against the grain? And then there are these young adults now who have to really step back and think, wow, I'm so young. Do you really think that maybe I've accomplished something? Isn't that really, you know, part of the dilemma for a lot of young people to try to figure out, am I really worth it?
It is. It's funny you mention that because I go through that with clients all the time. I ask them such incredibly detailed questions about experiences they have that sometimes they feel don't really carry much significance, and they're not sure why I'm asking. And then we dig, and we come up with something really spectacular. I always tell clients, topics matter, but they don't matter. And what I mean by this is they matter because they're a vehicle through which students can show something meaningful about themselves, so they need to be effective in doing that. But they don't matter in that you can really write about anything. You can write about why you like peanut butter, as long as you do it in a way that conveys who you are in a compelling way. So I think that really goes to your point. It's finding the significance in something that can seem even maybe mundane.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I love. We're going to talk about this and much more. I'm so thrilled. This is such an important conversation. You know, Jennifer, thank you so much. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to walk you through the process. You know, so where do you start? What do you do? What was it that happened to me along the way to my graduate program? How many schools did I apply to and send it to the wrong department? I know you're laughing, Jennifer, but I got to tell you, and you know, you just don't know what you don't know, and you don't know exactly what the steps are and how to go about them. That's what I love about this conversation today. When we come back, we're going to walk you through this. When should you start preparing for college, and how should you go about it? What resources are available to you now? And then if you're like me, what happens if you don't get accepted? Boy, I could talk to that one. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the show.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. Before we go to the phones, and we have someone waiting to chime in today on the show, which we're very grateful about. Jennifer, it would be really great if you would give people information about how to find out more about you, and then we're going to go to the phones.
Thank you. Probably the best way to learn more about me is to visit my website. It's www.jkgconsults.com. That's jkgconsults.com. And you'll find all of my contact information there, as well as some client testimonials and other information.
Perfect. Now, Randy, we have someone waiting on the line. Tell us a little bit about who we have, and let's chat with them.
We've got Lisa on the line. Let me go ahead. She's from Massachusetts and has a question for Jennifer. Let me patch her in.
Oh, beautiful. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. And it's been great hearing about everything Jennifer has to offer for
great.
Children and families applying to school or adults applying to grad school. I was wondering if, Jennifer, if you ever work remotely with families, as they mentioned, I'm calling from Massachusetts, and I have a high school junior, so we're going to be approaching this entire process shortly.
Well, thank you for asking that question. Yes, I work all the time remotely. I have had clients in other countries. I've had clients.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I work with clients from various states all across the country. I'm fortunate in that this work can really be done remotely via Skype or telephone and email. My local clients, I love to meet with in person, but it is certainly not a requirement. So I would love to talk more about it with you.
Great. That sounds excellent. And, you know, I think with Skype and all the technology available, that does sound like a really good option. So thank
you. Wonderful.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question. We're talking about a lot of things. And, you know, because you are perfectly in a place now, you know, looking at this for yourself and your children, what are some of the questions that you might have for Jennifer on the show today? I wonder if she's still there. Maybe she hung up. I'm not sure.
She might have.
Yeah, if you heard me ask that question, please call back. We'd love to be able to give you an opportunity to ask questions. But, you know, for me, Jennifer, as we're listening to this, I was sharing a little bit about my own journey during the break. And I really meant I didn't know what I didn't know. And I'm sure I'm not alone. But I wanted to have you talk about a little bit of the outline of the steps. When should you start thinking about this? Some people say, oh, if my child starts thinking about this too soon, they're going to be so anxious. This, give us sort of a framework for what you might say to Lisa or other people listening to the show to just kind of lay out what can we do now?
You know, I even think early on in high school is not too early to at least begin to think about it. You know, throughout high school, it's you can visit colleges. I remember I visited colleges for myself my spring break of my junior year in high school, but which I think is a pretty popular time to do that. But, you know, a lot of school counselors early and college counselors, even early on in high school, will give students a basic timeline of when the SATs are offered, when the ACTs are offered, you know, what steps there are in the process. So I'd say maybe even freshman year, certainly sophomore year, is not too early to start thinking. And then, you know, junior year, students, I think, really start thinking more seriously about it, start really visiting schools and seeing whether they envision themselves at the particular schools that they visit. And as far as the applications go, I always, always recommend to my clients that they at least get the essays done the summer before their senior year. It makes senior year infinitely easier and less stressful to have those essays done. And the vast majority of schools release their essay questions in time for that to happen.
So let's talk about essay questions.
Yeah.
You know, when you say release essay questions, it's like unleashing the Kraken, right? In some of these horror movies. The question.
Yes.
The questions alone are daunting. I mean, I would love to hear some advice from you about how folks might look at these questions. I don't know about you, but I remember getting some of these questions and I just buried those applications in a drawer for a little bit. But let's talk about that. I mean, sometimes we think when we see the question, I'm never going to be able to answer this question. Isn't that part of what you do to help folks with that?
Absolutely. It's a tremendous part of what I do. You know, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Common Application now. Over 500 colleges accept what's called the Common Application, which is basically one application online where students enter their demographic information just one time and select the schools to which they want that information sent. So that simplifies the process somewhat. And on the Common Application, there is a choice of essay questions. There are a handful of prompts, and the students get to choose one to write about. And they get 650 words or less to answer the essay. And then in addition to that, and this is what many people are not aware of, and it's what I always, always remind people of, even for the colleges that accept the Common Application, so they're, you know, the kids are still doing that one main essay, many of those schools still have supplemental essay questions that the kids need to answer. So it's not just one essay. Many, many schools ask other questions as well. And so students need to be prepared to answer those. I mean, there are certain types of questions that are very common that I can give some general guidance on.
I think any guidance would be appreciated because I think the point that we're trying to make here is, if we enter this process and parents enter this process from a place of, oh my gosh, you know, this is daunting for even me, it really sets the stage for a lot of misunderstanding, but also for now it's daunting for the children. And now it's daunting for the parents, and everybody's daunted. And
everybody's right.
You understand what I'm trying to say. So
I do. This is where I come in. This is why I'm in business. I like to think I help bring some harmony to the family front, because honestly, it's a very fraught process. It's so difficult. There's this feeling that there's so much at stake, and people get very overwhelmed and really, really benefit from an objective third party to step in and help. One of the questions that's very common is, you know, why do you want to attend X college? You know, why is this a good fit for you?
Right.
And, you know, I tend to see the same mistakes again and again, which I can identify. Hopefully that will help someone listening.
Yes.
I think too often kids write pretty generic responses. They write, you know, they like the location, or they think the professors are really good. And I always advise them to go about it a different way. What schools are really asking for there is, you know, have you done your research on the school? Have you visited?
Right.
Have you read the website? Do you know enough about the school to have determined that it is, in fact, a good fit? So I always recommend that my clients go on the website, look up specific programs and offerings, internship opportunities, research, undergraduate research opportunities. Schools are great at boasting on their websites about all of the ways in which they are unique, you know, and better than others. So it's important that students know what the schools are saying and kind of echo that language back in their essays. And the, you know, the second part of that is to really link those features of the school to the student's interests and experiences, so to show why it's a good fit, what the student plans to do with those resources to enrich the school and the student community there.
Yeah, I think this is really super, super key about, you know, what is the contribution that
exactly.
one can make. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Jennifer about what the next steps are, what you can expect, and what kind of help is on the way. And the dreaded, what happens if I don't get accepted conversation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and fabulous, fabulous, fabulous conversation with someone that is in such service of people. It is a blessing. Blessing to have Jennifer Gershberg joining us here today. JKG Writing and Consulting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Oh, it's so good to have this conversation. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. We actually have Lisa back. I'd love to really, let's just bring Lisa on. Lisa, thank you for calling back in. I wanted to give you an opportunity.
Thank you.
Yeah, to ask Jennifer some questions directly. Because you are a living example of all of the things that a parent goes through when thinking about this. And I didn't want you to leave here without having an opportunity to chat with her directly. Sure, go ahead.
Sorry about the technology glitch earlier with getting disconnected.
Oh, no, but, I'm so used to it.
Right. So, Jennifer, you had mentioned junior year, spring break is a good time to start visiting colleges. And when is your ideal time to start meeting with a family before you start working with them? Is now too soon to reach out to you, or what do you typically recommend?
You know, I always think the earlier the better, because it's sort of never too soon to have an initial conversation and get to know the client and, you know, the family and figure out a game plan going forward and to schedule everything that needs to be done. That's one of the things I help students with, is setting a schedule as needed. Different students, I think, have different needs in terms of the organizational component, but I'm also happy to do that and have whatever conversations would be helpful in terms of approaching the application process.
No, so I think that's a great point. And, you know, I think about fall of senior year and soccer season and just trying to get a teenager to sit down and do these essays. So that is good to know that starting early is the best time.
It absolutely is. And I think you'll find just the whole stress level is much lower then, and much more productive work can be done in a happier way.
Right. Yeah. And I actually, I had a chance to go on your website during the show after you mentioned the web address.
Okay.
And I noticed that you had a section for law school applications. I guess, you know, that's good to know, because this is a journey that we're embarking on. It's not, and hopefully isn't the last time we have to do applications with our children.
Right.
So what could you talk a little bit about what you do at the graduate level? And
sure. It's really the same
guidance
thing. Although, ironically, I think the graduate school applications tend to be simpler than college applications.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes. So, but I really go through a similar process of sitting down and getting to know the student and helping figure out the story to tell and how to tell it in the most compelling way. And I also help with resumes and cover letters as well. And again, I think it all relates to how to package yourself and present yourself and sell yourself to the school or job of your choosing.
Yeah. One of the things, Lisa, I want to say also is that we haven't talked about this, but this is really the takeaway for, I think, a lot of people listening. As you go through this process, and you said it, this is not going to be the only time you go through it, but as you go through the process and as your child goes through it and as they go through it with Jennifer, they are learning, and they're learning a skill that they're going to be able to use throughout their lives. And I think if we don't mention that, it's just going to go under the wayside. But what they're learning, they're going to be able to use throughout their graduate programs, throughout college, and in life. And that's invaluable, I believe.
Exactly.
I think so.
No, that's a good point. And as you grow and mature, you do approach things a little bit differently, but with the same foundation. So that really is a good point.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, thank you. Do you have another question?
Thank you. I think I'm all set. And Jennifer, please expect a call from me. I think it sounds like a wonderful organization you have. And thank you for telling us about it.
Oh, you bet. And, you know, having said that, Jennifer, I think it's important you give out a phone number so folks know how to contact you directly. And Lisa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Jennifer. Let's have a phone number and, again, a website.
Okay, the website is www.jkgconsults.com.
Okay.
And the phone number is 301-312-8142.
In a few minutes we have left, I want to ask you, you know, what can you leave folks with, first of all, and thank you for joining me here today. What can you leave folks with to give them some insight into how to go about this now moving forward?
You know, it depends in part on where they are in the process and what year they're in and all sorts of individual information. But I think the number one thing I can say, honestly, is to seek some objective perspective for all of the reasons we've talked about. I think it really helps do the job most effectively and efficiently and peacefully. And I also encourage students to really do some thinking about who they are and what qualities they want to convey to the schools, and to then connect those with experiences they've had.
Mm. Wow. So I can't thank you enough for joining me here today. If you would just take a moment, and again, website, phone numbers, and then I have one last question for you.
My website, again, is www.jkgconsults.com. That's jkgconsults.com. And my phone number is 301-312-8142.
Thank you again so much for joining me here today. One last question.
Sure.
You know, what's your personal message? What do you want to say to the parents that are listening to the show today? What would you like to say to them?
You know, I truly feel that things work out the way they are meant to. And to try to take a step back and take a deep breath and realize that college is such a wonderful opportunity for your kids, and that it's a really wonderful protected environment in which they can grow and develop their executive functioning skills and independence and social skills and all of the life skills that they'll need to be successful. So to really try to let go a little and let them do that, and know that it will work out and be a great thing.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for all that you do. And this is so, so very important, so that both parents and children and young adults that are going back to school, or adults at any age, understand that they can get some help they need. Having been somebody, Jennifer, that went back to school later on in life, I will tell you that the dauntingness of this does not go away with age. Just to mention that. For those of you out there that are thinking, get the help you need. Thank you, Jennifer, for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Lisa, thank you for calling into the show. Very important conversation. Do not give up hope, but know that help is available. Thanks to my guest today. Remember, all of you, this is the time to live that epic life, that life you always desired and dreamed about. It is really our birthright to do that. And so thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. Go to Facebook, The Dr. Pat Show, Twitter, The Dr. Pat Show, TransformationTalkRadio.com, and TheDrPatShow.com. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for joining us today for The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.